Rabbi said, the shiur this week is being sponsored by the Silberstein family, Linishmas Morat Sora, Bas Reb Shmuel Shlomo, Aliyah Shalom, whose yahrzeit is Chavdal Cheshvan. Thank you, Rosh Yehuda, for coming to give us the shiur from not so near.
Wanted to thank, first of all, again, as always, Reb Mendy, for asking me to share with you the Divrei Torah. It's always a stimulating experience whenever I come. And you should be zeicha to many, many more years of Habatzas Torah.
Amen.
We'll start, we'll read the Mishnah. Today, almost, it was Davov. Really, sort of a hashlama to the inyanim that we learned until now. Let me read the Mishnah first. Where the Mishnah tells us, "Ketzer u'edim nasin zaymemen, me'edim anu ish pleini shehu ben grusha ben chalutza, ein aimer me'ayas zeh ben grusha ben chalutza tachta v'loloika arbayim." The same din will be applied by me'edim anu ish pleini shehu chayev liglois. The Mishnah tells us a yesod, and that is where we cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of kasher zamam, kasher sisim lo kasher zamam lasos liyachiv. The alternative way to punish the Edom, in the event that they said Eda Sheker and they were proven to be Zaymimin, is to give them Malkus. So the Mishnah cites two examples. One is because we cannot implement the din of Kasher Zaman when they came to make someone into a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. That is because there's a din of Leibel Elazara, and we can't give it to them because otherwise it'll be a Chesaron of Hazama L'Chatzoy. Also, we can't, another example of that is that they can't go into Galus because it says, Hu Yonis Alachas Ha'arim Mo'el V'chai Hu V'lai Zaymimin. And what happens when we can't implement the Kasher Zaman? We give them Malkus instead. In lieu of the Malkus, in lieu of the Einish, we give them the Malkus. Or, Kabina Geya, other cases. Edom came and they said that Anisha is Mizana, she's Usar al Baila. And it turns out that they turn out to be Edom Zaymimin. What happens then? Can't implement the Kasher Zaman. You're going to say what? That their wives are Usar on them? That there's no din. So what is the din? What will happen then? We give them Malkus. A more fundamental case, Chaira would be... What? No, let's say they're without Edom Asra. The case is without Edom and Asra. They came and they said, no, she was Mizana without Asra.
Edom.
Edom.
You're saying that they were Edom, but no Asra.
Yeah. They said, we were Edom, we didn't have time to give Asra. We didn't give Asra. Whatever reason, we didn't give Asra. And what we know that she is Mizana Tachas Baila, so she's Usar and her husband. Such a case, so over there, she's Usar and her husband, that's the Edus. And it turns out they were Edom Zaymimin. They prayed to Edom, other Edom came and they said, Imanu Hayisim Amakam Pliny. You know that they died, what happens to them? You give them Malkus to your Shalmi. Then in such a case, what would happen to give them Malkus? Kabina Gaya really shows what is there by every case of Trey or Trey? Let's say every case of Trey and Trey, Edom came and they're made on Reuven that he killed Shimon. Another Edom come and they said, Reuven did not kill Shimon. You're saying that on Sunday, January the 1st, you saw Reuven kill Shimon. On January the 1st, Reuven was with us. It's impossible that your Edom is right. So what happens? Whether the Edom are possible, the Edom are your Edom, each kind of Edom is kosher because Zubav v'nei atzvel me'ida, Zubav v'nei atzvel me'ida. So what happens? And the second cut, the Machishim, were turned out to be Edom Zaymimin. What happens then? Let's assume that the din would be that there would be Ivor on Lysana, Reb Kiveger as a Chiddush, that in that case there won't be Ivor on Lysana. But let's assume that there'll be Ivor on Lysana. What's the Vasisim Lakashazam and Lasas the Yachiv? There's no Vasisim Lakashazam. They didn't conspire to impose any kind of an Einish. They came flat out of they came to Pater the person. Reuven, the first Edom were made that Reuven killed Shimon. Other Edom came and they were Machish, the first guy that says, don't bother Reuven, he didn't do anything. So what did they come to do? Came to do nothing. And let's assume they were Ivan Loisan. We assume they were Ivan Loisan. But there's no Kashazam to implement. So what will happen? L'chaire, you would say that they would get...
Why
should
they get Malkus?
What?
Why should they get
Malkus? Lotzai Sanu. Well, let's see. So that'll be enough gemina. Let's get one thing out of the way first. That's the shatuv here. Let's get one thing out of the way first. Where it's not pashut that they'd be ever on Lysan. Rabbi Kevager as a chiddush, they're not going to be ever on Lysan. The reason is because of a different reason. Like Rabbi Kevager holds by chiddush achidush, they're not going to be ever Lysan. Rabbi Kevager holds in order to be ever Lysan, he has to be Lysan v'reyacha eid shaker. So let's assume that Adam lied by Kiddush HaChaydash. Is that called Loisana V'reyacha Eid Shaker? They're being made Eid Shaker, but they're not being made Eid Shaker against Reyacha. So what happens by the din, according to Rabbi Kevager, what is the din of if the Adam lied by Kiddush HaChaydash? The Adam lied by Kiddush HaChaydash and not even over on Loisana? What happens if Makhishim are Ivor? What did the Machishim come to say? You're saying Reuven killed Shimon. Don't bother Reuven. He didn't kill Shimon. Are they being made against Reyacha? If anything, they're coming to be Mezakah Reyacha. They're not being made against Reyacha. They're coming to be made for Reyacha. Rekha Reyacha is not going to be Ivor Alaysan over there either. They're not being made. I don't care about the first Adam. They're coming to say the first Adam are being made against Reuven and Shimon. Against Reuven, because he killed Shimon. They're saying the first Adam we're coming to be mocked, we're contradicted. We're not being made on the first Adam that they're Gazlanim. We're not being made on the first Adam that they have a chayv in some kind of a penalty. We're saying that they lied, and therefore you can't accept what the first Adam have against Reuven. So they're not saying Adas on the first cut. They're saying Adas for Reuven, not being Makish, the first cut. Is that called being made against Reyacha? They're not being made against the first Adas. All right, so what is the Lysan of Reyacha? Maybe it's saying they're being made in favor of Reyacha. Right. Maybe that itself would be a reason. All right, Efshar, Luli, let's assume, not Niach like Reb Kevager. So in that case, though, that won't be Ivra Lysana. If you don't want to learn like Reb Kevager, what would happen? Let's assume like everybody would say here. So let's assume that you'll say that they're over the lava of Lysana. Now what will happen? So there's no Kasher Zaman to implement. There's nothing there. What are you going to say else Kasher Zaman? Now the question is, will there be Malkus? From you mean there's no Hazama? You mean there's no Hazama and you need Hazama in order to get the Malkus? But that's a Gemara Mefereshes that it's not like that, I think.
Which
Gemara? Gemara Mavakamen. Let's say Adam coming to be made that Anisha's husband died. No. Adam are made, Reuven killed Shimon. And the Adam are about to kill Reuven. There was a Gemara Din. And that there was a Gemara Din that Reuven is Chayim Misa. And then what happens? Lo and behold, Shimon walks into Besta. Baharag Baradlev. No Azama, nothing. There's an absolute Achoshe that does not make it tricky to Edom and Machishim Zezeh. The Edom are Vadaib Shakranim without any shadow of a doubt because the Harug walked into Besta. Baharag Baradlev. Tomorrow's Gemara 9 Dalit, Mavakama. The din is that you would give the first Adam Malkus for Lysana. It's Talib Yehold, Akhoshe, Tchilas Hazama, or not side reasons. But if they think that if you hold that Akhoshe would be, it's called Akhoshe, that we would be eligible for the din Malkus, the din is you would give them the Malkus for Lysana. Wait, huh? It was a Gemara din. Let's say there was a Gemara Din. Yeah. There was a Gemara Din. Adam came and there were made that Reuven killed Shimon. And Bezdin accepted the Adas and they were Gleimer the Din.
The second Adam, you're saying the second Adam.
Again, one kind of Adam. Adam came into Bezdin, they were made that Reuven killed Shimon. Bezdin accepted the Adas and they paskin that Reuven is Chayiv Misa. They're about to kill Reuven.
Shimon walked in.
And then the Harug, Shimon, walked into Besdin.
But
the other case.
The previous case you're talking. In the previous case, Let's say again there was, so they, let's say there was a Gemar Din, and then the Edom came. And then they changed the Gemar Din. And then they changed the Gemar Din. There was a Gemar Din, they accepted it, and then they reversed the Gemar Din because of that. You can have cases where there's a Gemar Din. Originally they were going with the Din, now they reversed the Gemar Din. So the new Gemar Din is that it's a Suffolk. What, how do you pass him with a Suffolk? Whatever the case is. Whatever the Din is, talk about Isser, Eshashish, Moment, whatever the Din is, they're going to pass him, there's a new Gemar Din. But here I'm proving to you from this case, even if you're not talking about the Din of Hazama, it was a case of Baharag Baraglam, there's going to be Malchus. Can't give them out the square of Kasha Zomam. There is no Kasha Zomam. There is no Kasha Zomam if there's no Masimim. These are not Adam Zomamim. But you would give them out because for the Lysander. The question that we have is, let's say there is the Malchus for the Lysander. Does that mean, and the Pashtus of the Gemara on Dafdalad Amid Beis is, where, why is it that there's Malchus? It's an exception to the rule of Lav Shem Bo Maisa. It's an exception to the rule of Lav Shem Bo Maisa. And therefore, there's Malchus. Even though, why? Because that's the Chiddush of Ahayim bin Hakas HaRasha, Vitzdikos HaTzadik Virshiyos HaRasha. Even though it's a Lav Shein Bo Mais, which is talking about Edom Simon, but it's an exception to the rule of that Lysana and Svara should not be Chayav Malchus. Lysana, the Chiddush of that then is that by Lysana, there is Malchus, in spite of the fact that it's a Lav Shein Bo Mais. Therefore, if there's an exception to the rule of Lav Shein Bo Mais, we would assume that whenever the Edom are over the Lav of Lysander, that there's going to be Malchus. That's the Gemara on Daf Dalet. What difference to make whether it's Bechlal Hazama, there's no other others, but there's Mazimim or not. The Chiddush HaTorah is, in Vayim and Hakas HaRosha, is that if you know the Edom were over on Lysander, there always would be Malchus, except for the fact that it's a Lav Shein Bo Mais. The Chiddush over here is that there's Malchus. That's what the Gemara says. Learn that according to Rabbi Yehuda. We learn out all over Lav Shem HaMaisa like it all. So the Gemara Edom Simon is different. The reason is, because there's enough things for Echon Asra. There's a Chumrah. I learned it out from Maitzi Shemra. Maitzi Shemra is a Chumrah because of Knas. Maybe you should learn out from both. But the Gemara says that the reason why there's Malchus is because of the Lysana. The Bashas. And the Mammas is, that's how Taisus on Dabdalad learns that the Malchus comes from Lysana. That's how the Ramban in the beginning of Malchus learns the Malchus of Lysana. That's how the Ritva learns it. It's clear that that's how they're there. There's a Malchus from the Lysana. I'm saying it's clear from the Gemara Bava Kamitha. The Gemara Bava Kamitha says that by Bar Haruk Baraglov, there'll be a Malchus. The problem that we have is, what will happen, for example, let's say in cases where, let's say in the case that we talked about before, Shneki Kneadim and Machishim Zeza, let's say you would have a case like that where there would be a lav of Lysana, an event, let's say, that the Makhishim would then be proven to be Edei Sheker, because they were proven to be Edei Sheker, because Mazimim would come to be Makhish, or to be Mazim, the second cut. So you know that they're lying. On the other hand, so you know there should be Malchus for Lysana. On the other hand, what was this Mama? What was the, what kind of a Kasher Zaman was there? What kind of his mama was there? Their kavana was to be machish, the first cut. Here you have a case where there was no, where there is a case of Lysana without his mama. Or let's say, if you would say, not like Reb Kiveger's Kiddush, you would say by Edus and Kiddush HaChaydush that they're over the love of Lysana. Let's say they're item on Kiddush HaChaydush like they're over the love of Lysana. But there's no his mama. What kind of his mama is there? There's no kasher zama. Would there be Malchus or would there not be Malchus? That's Pashat, L'chairah. That there's not going to be Malchus. Or there's no Zmama. Well, what will happen? Is that there a new rule which is being introduced? And that is that there's Malchus for Lysana? Or it means there is not Stam Malchus for Lysana? There's Malchus for Lysana when they're coming to be Mashiach at Tzaddik. Then the Torah says there's Malchus for Lysana. In a case, let's say where, again, what was it? In a case where the arrival of Lysana, let's assume the Malchus is for Lysana. That's how Taisa says. That's how the Ramban says. That's how the Ritva says. Their Malchus comes for the Lysana. Let's say you'll have a Lysana that they're, and they're not being Marshia the Tzaddik. They're not coming to impose a Rishis, a penalty, a Knas, Mamed, Malchus, Misa on a Nida in a Besdin. There are ever a Lysana in a way where there's no one that's affected by it. There's going to be a Malchus for Lysana there also. or the only time that the Torah says there's malchus for the leisana is only b'makayim where they came to be marshia the tzaddik, where they're using the leisana to be marshia the tzaddik. Then the Torah says there's a malchus for a leisana. What, for example? We have another example. An eid echad, who is also a leisana, comes and he's mechayev someone a shvua. Right? A regular case, eid echad mechayev shvua. And that eid echad became an eid zayman. Eid became an esakad. You say I'm plainly that he's chayev. How can he say he's plenty that he's chayav shvua? Imcha ha'yisa, imanu ha'yisa, b'makam plenty. He's not chayav shvua. Is he ever leisana? About his ever leisana. Is there going to be a kasher zamam las as liyachiv? What's his zamam? He's b'chayav shvua. That's not his mama. In which case, does he get malchus? The Nadi Behuda holds there, he doesn't get malchus. Not going to get malchus. He's ever the leisana. And the malchus comes for the leisana. The Laisana is Avadachai of Malchus, where you're coming to be Marshia at Tzadik. Even if you would learn not like Reb Kiveger, and you would say that there's Malchus for Kiddush HaChayt, there's a Laisana for Kiddush HaChaydish, nobody would hold over there that there's going to be Malchus for the Laisana, even though you're over the Laisana. And even though the Malchus comes for the Laisana, because by Kiddush HaChaydish there is no victim that you're coming to Pasul, you're not coming to be Marshia at Tzadik. The only thing you're coming to do is to be made on Kiddush HaChodesh. And by the Machishim, you say the same thing.
Because it's Megala HaLeisaneh.
Correct.
So if once you say it's Megala HaLeisaneh, to tie it again to the Besikos Tzadik is a Kiddush.
Avada. Yeah. The emes is, if the Lashon, we have it in over here, in Sanhedrin, the Ramban in the Melchemes in Sanhedrin, see if this is... If we have a Ramban in the Melchemes in Saif Sanhedrin, in Perek Elohen on the Chanukim, has a case like this. For example, Edom came to be made on someone who's ever the love of Lysigna, you're not allowed to kidnap. But the only time the Zachi of Misa is only if he's Amerbo or Mechara. He goes and he works with him and then he sells him. Let's say a person kidnaps someone and doesn't sell him or he doesn't work with him. He's over the love. There's no malchus, and there's no chiyav misa. He didn't do anything. Didn't do anything of consequence. There's no malchus because the love should be. So now the question is: let's say Adam came and they were made on the person that he kidnapped someone. He didn't do anything more than that, and it turns out that those Adam became Adam Zaymanin. But they over the love of Lysana, about a year. Are you going to give them misa? How can he give them misa? They didn't come to be mechayev him misa. They didn't come to be mechayev him misa. They're going to mechayev them anything else. They didn't come to be mechayev him. So the chayra, it's a case of begrusha ben chalutza. So the Ramban in Saif Sanhedrin, you don't give them malchus for Lysana, even though they were over the love of Lysana.
How do you even know that
the dinner? Wait. Let me just get the lashon of Ramban. But wait, let me just theorize over here, man. You have every regular Gemara, the old fashioned Gemara.
Big one. From the Shas, the big one.
Oh, direct. Yeah. Sorry.
No.
All right. The Ramban in the Melchemes on the Rif, the Ramban explains that there can't be Malkus.
We have. All
right. Sorry. Ramban, at the end of Sanhedrin, Ramban says, such a lashon in Hanachnokim. It's Ramban in Hanachnokim. Ramban says, Adam Shehuchu Shubenefesh Leikin, And therefore, certain cases, there won't even be a lab of Lysana. But then he says, the ain Adam Lycan, Akimas Pia Bilvad, Stam Adam Zaymaman, do not get Malchus just because they said something with their mouth. Elohim Cain, here Shiu Tzaddik. If they're Mashiach Tzaddik, then you give them the Malchus, you give them the Malchus, out the Lysana. But if not, in such a case, Elohim Cain be Yomrit, he got the Yomri Bavera, Vnigbar Dinapia Bavera, that itself is not enough. The Ramban says, when is there, are they going to get Malchus? They're Malchus for Lysana. Ramban there brings the Balamar, who says that the Malchus is also Lysana. The Ramban himself in Malchus says the Malchus is Lysana. And Alpha Bikain in Sanhedrin, he says, you don't give them the Malchus unless they're there to be Marshia the Tzaddik. If they're not coming to be Marshia the Tzaddik, so it's not stop willy-nilly, you give Malchus for Lysana. Every time they're ever Lysana. They're either a Lysana and they'll get Malchus if through the Lysana they came to be Mashiach the Tzaddik.
But what's this case? What's the case?
Here they came to be made on someone that he kidnapped. He did an act of kidnapping.
What's the case?
Maybe they said, because at that time they kidnapped. Maybe that's because later on somebody else, some other Adam, maybe will come and they'll say that he even sold the person. So they hoped that eventually it was going to result in some kind of a Chiyah Misa. But
there's a Besdin, there's a Psak.
Yeah, yeah. No, but he's saying that's his point. If that they Bezdin has to have the information, so they went and they said the Adis and they lied. Bezdin will accept the fact that he stole. He went and he kidnapped. Now what they'll do with it later, they'll have to see what they'll do with it later. Maybe they won't do anything with it later. But at least they have the information, and they're going to be mekabel the Adis. The mekabel the Adis, all right. The mekabel the Adis. But so what? There's no psak. So Lysana itself is not a reason enough to give Malchus. You have to have a Lysana and Avadetz the Lysana. But Aval Bikain, it's only going to work. But Malchum where they're coming to be Mashiach the Tzaddik. Let's say it'll happen in Hanami. Let's say they came to be made on an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad is made above someone is Chai B'Shvur. He'll also be Aval Lysana. But he's not coming to be Mashiach the Tzaddik. Not coming to be Mashiach the Tzaddik, then it's not going to be Chai. And therefore, when Tosfos even comes over here, the Lashon of Tosfos, when the Rishonim, when they come and they say that it's Eidish Iyat HaYachal Lazima, how can they say if you're not going to come, you're Eidish Iyat HaYachal Lazima, and therefore, if you're only going to give the Malchus, it's Eidish Iyat HaYachal Lazima, how could the Eidus be Eidus? So Tosfos says, that's called Kasher Zoma. The Hasid came to buy in Lechai Misa, the Zoma Lahargis HaNevesh, Lo Mikayim Kasher Zomam B'Malkis. But over here, you're able to be Mikayim Kasher Zomam B'Malkis. What does it mean you're Mikayim Kasher Zomam B'Malkis? The Malkis is not for a Kiyum of Kasher Zomam. The Malkis is for the Lav of Leysan. L'Dvarino, the Pshat is, it's a Harkova between the two things. Where you're coming to be Mashiach at Tzaddik. It's not Stam Malkis for a Leysanah. It's b'makayim where they're being nenash for what they came to do to the tzaddik. They came to be Mashiach the tzaddik. Even if the malchus comes for the lysana, you can't say it's tam malchus for the lysana. It has to do with what the purpose, what the taitzah of what the aranus itself is. And if they, it's an einish that they have to pay for because of what they came to do to the other person. That's called they came of kasher zamam also. It's not, wouldn't be called kasher zamam, else the fact that the malchus would be stam leisana, which is totally independent of what they came to do to the tzaddik. It's what they came to do to the tzaddik is a consequence that they have to pay for. Narvat, if it wouldn't be for the leisana, they wouldn't do it. In such a case, there would be the malchus that comes for the leisana. But the malchus of leisana, the archaia malchus for it, but malchum where they came to impose a psul or smarchi or some kind of an einish. On the nidain, in lieu of the kasher zama, in that case, you give them the malchus. It's our cover between the two things. Therefore, even if you would say, not like a Rebbe Kivagin, if you would say, let's say, the second ones are over on Lysana. Or let's even assume by Kiddush HaChadosh, they're over on the Lav Lysana. But malchus, there wouldn't be. That's not dumb. Now we read the Chayyim of the Mishnah. We have other achaches the Ramban says Magz Loisana. Here we have it. Tosis, for example, Ksuvis Issakasha. Edom that they come and they're being made on a trefa. The din is, you can't be Machayev a trefa misa. They're made on a trefa that he killed someone. They're made on a trefa that he was Machal Shabbos and he's Chayev misa. They're made on a trefa he was Eved Abed Isaiah and he's Chayev misa. The Edom's not Edom's. They can't work. Why? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, say the Shiyat Yechalazimah. Because what are you going to do? You're going to Machayev them misa? Chayim Misa, what? Because they wanted to make this person Chayim Misa. He's a Gavra Ketila. And since he's a Gavra Ketila, he's like a dead man. So therefore, by them, it's Eina Shiyat HaLazim. Freitaisa Bambakash. And the Rabban also is. What do you mean? So you can't be Mekayim. You can't kill them because he's a Gavra Ketila. What happened to the Malchus HaLazim? He can't do it. So what happens when you can't be Mekayim the Kasher Zaman by Begusha or Bechalutza? You give them Malchus. And Malchus makes the Eidus acceptable. Therefore, if it's acceptable over there by Begusha or Bechalutza, let it be acceptable over here when they're come to be made on a trefa. They'll get Malchus. They'll get Malchus for the Leisan. Let's assume the Malchus is Leisan. So Tais answer, he says, You can't give them Malchus there. Because what are you going to do? You're going to give them Malchus for trying to kill a Gavra Ketila? Just like you can't give them Misa for killing a Gavra Ketila. You can't give them Malchus for killing a Gavra Ketila. That's what Tysus answers. You can't kill them for killing a Gavra Ketila, and you can't give a person Malchus for killing a Gavra Ketila. Shalas Wevi. What's Retman over here? Giving Malchus for the Gavra Ketila? You're giving Malchus for a lava blaisana. The lava blaisana, they're still going to be over. The Teretz is Avada, it's going to be the Malchus for the Laisana. Laisana alone is not enough. The Laisana only works in tandem with the fact that as a result of their Edus, you're punishing them because of the effect that the Laisana has in killing a God, killing him. If it's a Gavrik Tila, then Laisana alone is not enough of a reason to give Malchus.
There's no way this over. They're not really saying Edus in that case.
They are saying Edus. So Rabbi is saying Edus. They're saying Edus on the person that he killed. They're saying Edus, he worshipped Abed Ezara.
Abed
Ezara, they're going to have a Lysana.
It's not going
to be a Gemar Din. There would be a Gemar Din. Abed Ezara, the only reason there wouldn't be a Gemar Din is only because the Edus is not acceptable. And why is the Edus not acceptable? Only because Zedus Shiyat HaLazimah. But the Edus Batsim is acceptable. A trait is chayv and kol amitzus. A trait is not allowed to worship Abed Ezara. Right. It's a technical reason why you're not going to be b'chayv and misa. The Edus that's being made is regular Edus. Avada, they're going to be over al Loisana. The reason why they're not going to be chayv malchus is because, look, in Laniach, that you'll accept the Edus. They accept the Edus to do what? To kill this person. And therefore, what's going to be their penalty? They're going to give them malchus for what? So you can't give a Malchus, they've been trying to kill a Gavrik Tila, therefore it can't be Malchus for killing a Gavrik Tila. The question is, why not? There's a Lysana. The Torah says the Malchus is for Lysana, but not pure, unadulterated Lysana. It's a Lysana that's working in tandem with the consequence of the Lysana. And therefore, when there's a Zak consequence, you can give them the Malchus, or it's the Lysana.
But that's but it's not a Shem
Edus altogether. It's a Shem Edus. It's Memela, not... No, it's Memela, not an Edus. Only because of the fact that it's Edus Shiyat
Echolazimah. But there's nothing... There's no results in this Edus.
Only because after you know everything and you can't get them, that's why it's not. But that's the question. Why we should say... Are they other Lysana? Are they other Lysana? Avada the other Lysana? No, if you don't accept the Edus, then they don't say the Edus for Shades, it's not going to be a Lysana. But we're starting over here with the starting point. If we would accept the Edus, and there be made on a trefa, right? Would it's a chayak to be ever a Lysana when they're made on a trefa? Avada, wasn't it? Now the question is whether you're willing, now that they lied, are you willing to give them Malchus for being made on the trefa that he's got mixed? So
there, Tyson,
say no.
I think it's a trefa. Bashas, they were made. We know who's a trefa.
Avada. That doesn't make a difference. No.
Maybe it's not punished.
Like, yeah, then you should kill the
trefa.
Then it's a good day. Listen, you kill the trefa.
If
there is no azuma.
Maybe it's nothing at all.
That's what they said.
If you know he was a trefa, the shots that God said, it's zero.
Why?
Nothing.
Why?
Because he's not giving you the
trefa.
Wait.
What are you doing?
Wait. Wait a minute. What's up?
It's like it means nothing. You're doing nothing. Why like saying nothing? It's like zero.
It's like two going coming
here. Two going coming here.
No, the Rosh Hashanah is saying that you should accept the Eidus and kill the Treifa.
Of course. Of course. The question is, why not accept the Eidus and kill the Treifa? Why the Teretz is, because you're not going to give the Eidus Misa. But you're giving them Malkus, just like you're giving them Malkus by Begrusha and Chalutza. Look, Begrusha and Chalutza, do you make them Begrusha and Chalutza? No. But you give them Malkus.
Yeah.
Therefore, the Eidus is able to make him into a Begrusha and Chalutza. Right? Because that makes it Eidus, that's right, to be Niskabel.
Right.
Over there, fine. You're not going to give them the Misa. But if you accept their Eidus to make this person into a Begrusha b'chalutza, accept their Eidus to kill the Treifa. The problem is, you're not going to kill them. So what? You give them a Malkus. The same way you do it.
No, you're killing a Treifa. It's not anything.
You're
killing a Treifa. It's not anything.
You should be able to kill the... You should be able to kill the Treifa, just like you kill, you make him into a Begrusha b'chalutza. You don't make them into a Begrusha b'chalutza. Good, but you give them Malkus. You're not going to kill them. It's a great basis, but you give them Malkus. You give them the Malkus. You'll be able to accept your answer. So why not? You can't give them Malkus because Malkus can't be given to them where they came and they attempted to kill like Gabra Ktila. The question is, why not? Do they have a Lysana? Are they ever Lysana or they're not? They're ever Lysana. So if the Malkus comes for the Lysana, accept them, you'll give them Malkus for Lysana, and you'll mail say you'll kill them.
No, but they're not doing anything.
They are doing something. They're trying to kill a person that was able to get his
arm. They're trying to kill a dead person. It's nothing. He's dead. He's already in the
grave. I ask you a question. A person that's a treifa is allowed to worship Avodah Zarah?
No.
Is he allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos?
No.
Let's take it more. Wait a minute. A person that's a treifa will come to the Bezen Shomayla after he was Mechavet in Mechalel Shabbos. Is he get Gehenna for Chal Shabbos if he's a treifa?
Of course.
He does. He's an Oved Avodah Zarah. He's a Mechalel Shabbos. And that's he's chayav and kol mitzvah. That's not the issue of Taisus, and that's not the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's not true.
A person
is a treifa. Has to go shake a lulav on Sukkis. Does he have to hear shayfer on Rosh Hashanah? About a year. So the question is, if he's mitzuvah and kol Shabbos, he's mitzuvah and avodah zarah. And the Edom who are made on him will have the penalty of Malkus. Then he should be Chayav Misa. There's only one reason that Sotaisa is Mechadish, that they can't beget Malkus for Lysana if Lamaisa, the consequence of the Edus, is that a Gavra Ktila is being killed. The question is, why not? What's Lysana have to do with it? Mein Shemitah and Sarsina. So I'm a chutin Lysana with the fact that he's a person that's a treifa that he's not gonna. So that's what they say. Their Malkus should be out Lysana. A lot of the Malkus should be out Lysana, like Taisa says in Malkus. But not Lysana alone, the pure unadulterated Lysana. It has to be a Lysana where you're coming to be Marshia, a tzaddik, who's not a treifa. Because if there's going to be Malkus, what is the Malkus for? Because of the consequence of your Eidus. Malkus, there cannot be a consequence. Well, Malkus, but Makam where? What did you come to do? To kill someone who is a Gavra Ktila? There can't be Malkus for killing a Gavra Ktila, just like there can't be Misa for killing a Gavra Ktila. And therefore, there can't be a Malkus for the Lysana for Azat Taitzah. So we see that there's a hard cover between the two things. Lysana, what works in tandem with the making him into a Begrusha v'chalutza. With all the dinim that we have, it's Takal Lysana. But it's a hard cover, it's a combination of the two things. And now comes the Ramban. On the Ramban, the Gemara has the Kasha. We have, besides this, we have other exceptions. We have Adam that come to make someone Chayev Kaifer. We have Adam to come on to make someone Chayev to become an Eved Ivri. All the Chalukim that we have. Comes around Ban and he says, V'kashyoli. Amayla k'tani nami masmisim. Me'irim anu b'ish pleini. Shulchayev is ha-kaifer. Why didn't it say Kaifer? The Gemara says one of the exceptions. So why didn't the Mishnah say the case of Kaifer? What would happen if the Mishnah would have said the case of Kaifer? It would have said that Ein Oimrim, that they will pay the Kaifer, because Kufra Kapar v'hani la b'nei Kapar aninu. Ella, like in our Bayim. Ein Oimrim Yisham is a Kaifer. The entire Adilma Kasavar high Tana Kufra Kapar v'mayna. Maybe he holds that you would pay Kaifer. And there's a Laisad, there's a Kashazamam there. Because maybe we hold Kufra Mamayna. So at least they should chayev carbon, even if you hold that that kasha is not going to be shver. By the way, I don't know if we'll get to that, but the Ramban in the end argues with the Rambam, and he says, because of a different reason, Kufra Kapara is not a reason to get Malkus. And the ultimate teretz that the Ramban gives to this kasha later in the Ramban is that it's not like Ben Gushav and Chalutza, because there's not going to be a Chiyav Malkus. That's the reason why the Tana did not learn Kufra Kapara, Kufra. But Frank Ramban, even if you'll answer that question, why didn't the Mishnah say a case? Two Adam came to be made on someone that he's chayev to bring a chatas, a carbon. Least they should chayev carbon. The aim is shalman, shum delah b'nei kaparanim. Let's say, can I read a big mar? Why didn't the Mishnah say, me'idam anu b'ish pleini shul chayev carbon? Now, let's say he's chayev to bring a chatas chaylev. Carbon for eating chaylev. If let's say it would be kasha zama, what would you say? Kasha zama, lasisim la kasha zama laksas the other, and they're going to bring a chatas chaylev al kasha zama? Havana not. They can only bring a chatas chaylev if you ate chaylev. Here they didn't eat chaylev. They didn't eat chaylev. They can't bring a chatas chaylev. That's question. So what will be? There'll be chayev malchus al tzlaysan. Dr. Rampa, you can't say over here that the Mishnah should say that case. Mishal is what Ramban means. Carbon v'yesh leba, carbon lo yivayelay l'misnim. You can't say the case of carbon. The kevin d'imratza eino mevi. Since if the person would want, he doesn't have to bring the carbon if he doesn't want. You can't force him to bring the chatas. Umamen shein lo taivim hu. And it's also umamen shein lo taivim.
You can say
mevi?
Well,
yeah, mevi.
Huh? Well, shita de la mishal amamen, so that it's pasha that he doesn't pay the mamen. Yeah. Umilki lo laki ala, and there won't be malchus either. Even if they can't bring a carbon, he can't get him to bring the carbon. And also, if he can't get him to bring the carbon, there won't be malchus by the Adam either. The lav edus who it's not called edus. El hayda bi'almahu the ma'idilei. It's only called the Haidah Ba'alma that they're coming to be my Diyah. Shaz, what's the Gesukta Ramban? The Ramban says, what they're saying that Pliny's Chayav a carbon, that's not called Adis. Therefore, the Mishnah, there's no Kasha Zamam on that. And therefore, the Mishnah can't say that case. So if it's not Adis, what is it? It's Haidah Ba'alma. They're informing him that he's Chayav a carbon. They're informing him that he's chayav a carbon. But Adis, it's not. What?
That's the Poshuk's
motion. So it's Ayhoidala, but it's not Adis. If it's not Adis, then you can't tell me it's really for the din of Kashazam.
You don't say you're Kaifer, then that's Adi Yarmaraisa.
Again?
You're not Kaifer the big din to being a Kaifer?
Well, that is a problem. Because what is the din? If a case where we know, we'll get to that. We'll come to that. That's a good point. The Ramban says that when Adam come and they're being made, when someone that is chayav a carbon, he says, Yeshlev a carbon lo vayla the misti, the kevin the imratza, eino maybe. If he wants, he doesn't bring it. Umamen shein lo taivim hu, pshitad lo mishale mamen. Umilki lo laki ala, the lav edis, ela hada bi alma. He means, it doesn't have a Tairas Eidus to it. It's only a Haidah B'Alma. If it's only a Haidah B'Alma on that, there can't be Malkus. Michelle, what does it mean? Does he mean that the Edom are not over on Loisana? The Gemara says, Shnayim Oimer Machalta Chalev, Vuhu Oimer Lo Achalti. The Gemara even says, what is the din? Shnayim, the Gemara says, that let's our Edom Neman to come to be made to be built someone that is Chayev a Karban. So the Gemara says, where makes a couple Chaymer? The Gemara says, Mad Piv. She'eno mechayev amamin piv that's mechayev amamin it's mechayev shvuah edim that are mechayev a piv that has a kayach to be mechayev a person a shvuah amamin and it's able to be mechayev him it's mechayev himself amamin and it's able to be mechayev himself carbon edim that are not mechayev a carbon they should be able to be mechayev a shvuah. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Shnayim Oimer Machalto Chalev. The Gemara says, if two people are come to be Maidia someone, to be made that he ate Chalev, the din is that they're Nema. Even if you hold that he can get out of it, Hu Oimer Lo Achalti. Maybe he's able to get out of it in some ways where he can say, I ate it, b'meisim. But the Gemara learns out that there's an emunis of two Edom to be Mechayev Karbin, just like the two Edom have a Chayev to be Mechayev him for everything. The Eidus then is an Amonis of Eidus that are able to be Mechayim and Mammon. If they can be Mechayim and Mammon, they're able to be Mechayim and Makarbon. In which case, Avada the Eidus, the Eidim have an Amonis, Lagabi the Chiyiv Karbon. So what does he mean? The Eidim, if they come and they're being made on a person, Shnayim Oimrim Achalta Chelu, Behu Oimrim Lo Achalti. Rameir holds that they're Nema. They're Nema, why? Im Heviyu Shnayim. What's the Gemara say? He may be used shnayim lidei misa chamura, like if you use shnayim lidei carbon akal, they could be mechayev him misa by saying that he was oved over zara avada. They could be mechayev him a carbon akal. So what does that mean? Let's say they're not over loisana. So they're not over loisana. It's not edus. What are we comparing edus that they're coming to say the person that is chayev misa with fact that is chayev a carbon? If you tell me that there's no tyras edus, that we're comparing apples and oranges.
And in fact, they need to come. Why don't you say it's two-way to finish?
Yeah, but the Gemara is even refuting, even not like that. The Gemara wouldn't even need that. But the Gemara says, he may be you, Shnayim, the Gemara stresses that. That's that there's no side fakir. If two people are able to be Mekayev him, the Misa, Avada, they're able to be Mekayev him, Karban Akal. Which means what? If two Edim are able through a din of Tyrasadis, they're able with their Tyrus Aedis to be Bechayim Misa. Allah has come with Bechama with their Tyrus Aedis. They're able to be Bechayim Karbon Akal. What does it mean? They're Aedis. So Avada, it's a Loisana. Avada, there's going to be a Loisana. In which case, if they're going to be Ira Loisana, so what does the Ramban say? It's not Aedis. The Ramban said it's not Aedis. The Yishlam HaKarbon Lo Ivad Lo Ivamisti. They came with the Imrat. So first of all, what he means, like you're asking. Came with the Imrat saying, "Oh, maybe a mom and Shane lo taivim." But we'll see about that. Sheet the dlam mishalam amen. Umilchi lo lachi alei the lav edus. So it's not edus. Elo haydav biyam. What does it mean? Haydav biyam. He means it doesn't have a shem edus. He means that there's no lisana. It's the mara the mishnah is fakir the mishnah increases. He may be u shnayim lidei misa chamura lo yivu shnayim lidei bekarben akal. The shnayim. Who is the shnayim we're talking about? Two edus. So what does he mean? It's not edus. What the Ramban means is, Avada there's a Laisana. That's not the issue. Avada there's a Laisana. But it's not a Kabbalah, but Bezdin is Mekabal the Aedis. They're not Mekabalit to be Gaimar a Din of Bezdin. The Din that their Mechayim and Mekarbin is, look, you were Chaytei B'Shaygeit. You have a chiyuv on you to go bring a carbon. Is that a din of gemar din and bezdin, or it's a mitzvah? It's a we accept the fact and we believe the fact that now you went and you are chaytei b'shoigeg. You have a mitzvah to go ahead and bring the carbon. You're neither kapara. You don't owe a kapara. You don't owe mammon to somebody else. That's a gemar din of bezdin. If it's a din of unche bezdin, then bezdin has the paskin. It's a gemar din. There's no such concept of a gemar din to be chayav a carbon. Carbon is a davar bein olivay natsmo. It's a gemar din that I'm chayav to pay you money. It's a gemar din that a person can be chayav misa, an oinish, malchus. But there's no gemar din that the person could be chayiv a carbon. A carbon is a kapara. It's vegay, beinol, beinatzvel, beinol, beinkainai. It's nothing to do with beinol and
mechaber. Why is it an egg that she attacked
in Yerichel Aziva then? And it's not an egg that's at all. And if you hold that there's not going to be a chi of Malkus, so then it comes out that there's no kasher zoma and there's no Malkus. So Mechadei said it's going to be a din of Eidus at all. Mechadei said it's going to be a din of Eidus at all. Very good. Very good. So what's the answer to this, L'chaira? L'chaira, the answer to this would be because it must be an exception to the whole rule of Eidus Shiyat Yechal Azima. Let's say, Chayta Rabban, you would say like Taisus' second Teretz. You don't always need a din of Eidus Shiyat Yechal Azima. For example, let's say the cases. Take Kiddush HaChadosh. How do you believe Kiddush HaChadosh? There's no Kiddush HaChadosh there. Let's say, there's a din of Shnei Kiddush HaChadosh. Alright, so let's say Kiddush HaChadosh, and then I've been over my son. So how do you accept the Eidus? There's certain Eidus where it's not Shayach to the whole thing of Kiddush HaChadosh. If that's an exception to the whole thing. Yeah, but Tysus himself says, even in one Tarish, an example of this might be the case of Ben-Gush HaChalutza. That you don't have to have Veda Shiyat Yechal Azima. The Ramban is telling us if you don't have, there are cases where you can accept the Eidus and yet there won't be Malkus. Why? Because the Eidus is Eidus, it's Eidus, but it doesn't result in a Gemara Din. And therefore, so you don't have the whole Din, there won't be a Din of Malkus. Malkus comes where it's a Besdin de Gehalacha, where there's going to be a Gemara Din. If there's no Gemara Din, then it's called the Haida B'Alma, and therefore in this case, so it wouldn't be Shaykh for there to be a Din of Malkus. Again? To ask for Nisha Abayla? Avada? Yeah, then it's a Gemara Din. Besdin Paskins, that the Isha from this point on, it comes Asar Abayla. That'll be a Gemara Din. And a Chanami. That is a Gemara. That'll be a case of a Gemara Din.
Is he like a Sander?
Huh?
Is he like a Sander?
In which case?
By
the carbon?
Yeah.
He can still be over to Lysander. He can still be over to Lysander. Now the question is, so the question that we have in the Ramban, carbon, so it's not a Gemara Din. Carbon, lo mi vay lay lo misti. The cave of the Imrat Sayin Omeidi. Umamin, shen lo taivimu. Pshita, the lay mishalim. Moment. Umilta, lo lucky. The Allah, the lab, Eidasi, Allah, the Now what happened to her? What happens to Ever Lysana? Fight her. If there's Iver, he's Iver to Lysana. If he's Iver to Lysana, why should there be no Malkus at the Lysana?
Well, he's saying that there's no Lysana.
Well, how is it?
No. He never says that there's no Lysana. He never says that there's no Lysana. He says, not that there's no Lysana. He's saying it doesn't have a Tyras Eidus that there should be a din of Malkus for it. Because you don't have the concept of the Gemara Din. Now, what does he mean? You don't have the Gemara Din. That's true. But what happened to the Malkus Hatzla Lysana? What happened to the Malkus? He still could be ever a Lysana. Let's bepash this. Shnayim, maybe you Shnayim li de Misa Chamura, but you do Shnayim li de Karbon Akal. Their Eidus is still a Tyra Seidus. Again. To say that there's no Din of Eidus at all by it, so what's the Gemara saying? Maybe you shnayim l'day misa chamura, like if you shnayim l'day carbon akal, eidachanami. That's Eidus, and this is not Eidus. What would the Gemara mean? If two people could be b'chayiv a person of carbon, they could go and be b'chayiv a person misa, about it, they could be b'chayiv a carbon, which is kal. Yeah, that's true, it's a dover kal, but it's not Eidus. So therefore, who said doesn't have a Torah Eidus? Teretz says, Evadet has a Teretz Eidus. Evadet is a Lysana. Do you want to know what it's right for the dinam of Kasher Zaman? Evadet not. For that you don't have, it's not a Teretz Besdin. But the problem is, what does he mean? But this Mabes, what happened to the Malkus of a Lysana if Lamai said Eidus? Let Varenu, which is very good. There can't be a Lysana. Lysana alone is not the Bechayiv, the Malkus. You need Lysana with a Hishtiko es Atzadik v'yashiv es Arusha with a Gemar Din to go and do that. Eidim that is Tam over Lysana in the Velterein. That's not Bechayiv, the Malkus. Now, what does the Ramban mean? Go to your question. The Ramban says if he wants to, he doesn't have to bring it. What do you mean he doesn't have to bring a carbon? It's true, we have a cloud. Chayve chatos ein b'mashkin in Isai. Person comes and he's trying to bring a chatos chaylev. So I don't want to bring it. Or at least I don't want to bring it now. Bezdin says, fine. Don't bring it. You'll bring it later. Why does Bezdin say that? Why does Bezdin, Nais Bezdin, not Mechayvim to go bring it? Because they could rely on the fact that he's going to bring it anyway. He wants Havada. This is a Meshuggah. We're talking about a person that wants to go through Gehenna. A person about it wants his Kapara. Therefore, if he doesn't bring it now, he'll bring it later. There's no reason for us to force him. Ein chayvei chatos, ein mamashkin enoso. Because the person ultimately will bring it himself. Since he'll bring it himself, there's no reason that Bezin has to force him to go do it.
Does anyone say that he'll surely bring it?
Yes. Wait, you think I'm making this up? It's a Gemara. I thought that...
Yeah.
It's a Gemara. Mara's the Shaila by Kaifer. If Cooper is Kapara, will he force him to do it or not? Since it's Kapara, there's no need to force him, he'll do it anyway. The Gemara says, or maybe it's different. Gemara and Erkin, same thing. The same thing. Gemara and Erkin, Chayve Chatos, Eime Mashkin and Isai. The Gemara has a suffix, whether or not it's going to be by Kaifer. Chayve Chatos, Vashomis. It's here, there, and then it's different. Yeah, the Gemara says, Gemara declares the Shaila, whether or not you force him or not. So the Gemara says, but maybe over here the din is you don't force him. Why? Because Chayve Yerchen Mamashkinoso. Chayve Chatos Vashomis Ein Mamashkinoso. Chayve Kuframai. Kevet Kaparahu. Kitchatos Vyoshum Dami. They're Mechmer Chamer Eloya. And it's so Chamer to him because it needs a Kapara. Blow by Mishkuni. And there's no reason that we have to force it. He'll bring it anyway. Odilma Kevet Del Chavri by Elmi. Since he asked him what's a great to his friend, he won't take it as seriously. It's that better I should suffer from it, and then the end of it, I have to go ahead and pay him the $100.
What happens if he tells Bezdin he's not bringing it, he refuses to.
Oh, so your case is a case in a Taisus and Rosh Hashanah. Taisus and Rosh Hashanah says, let's say he goes through Gimel Regalim, and you see, he's Avraham Bal Ta'afer. He's Avraham Bal Ta'afer, you see, he should have brought it before three Regalim, and you see the person doesn't care about bringing it. So Taisus and Rosh Hashanah and Dabav, you force of that. Amen. You'll bring. And the Pella is, the Ramban in Bava Kama in the Melchemis says the exact same thing as Taismas. We have a Ramban in Bava Kama that the Ramban says, what happens by Chayve Chatos if you know he's not going to bring it? He waited three regalim and you see he's not interested. He means business. He's not going to bring it. But in that case, about you force him. The only reason you don't force him is only because of the fact. It's only because of the fact you think he's going to bring it. If you see clearly he's not planning to bring it, then Abadi, you're going to force himself to Ramban. So the Pella says, what is it? Now we come to our Ramban. The Ramban says, you don't make him bring it. What's it mean? Because Alts means Alts the Din. Alts the Din because he means because it's Ema Mashkin and also. But if you see that he wants to bring it, you see that he's going to bring it. Umilti lalaki, b'kaifer nami, the kevin di imratza eino mevi. First of all, let's say you would say, like your case, the case of Mamashkin and Osa. What will be in that case? Mamashkin and Osa, then you do force him. Now, let's say you would force him. That means, L'chaira, that as a result of the Aedis, it's going to result in Bezdin taking his money away.
But it's still not
a Gemara Din. So what difference does it make whether it's Mamashkin and Asa, whether it's a Mamashkin? Let's assume that it's Mamashkin and Asa. Mamashkin and Asa will only mean that you force him to be the Kayim a Mitzvah, it's Kaifan Allah Mitzvah, but it doesn't affect the Gemara Din of a Bezdin. What difference does it make whether it is Mamashkin or it's a Mamashkin? You see, when the Ramban HaChiddush and the Ritva says the same thing. When the Ritva is speaking about the Din of Kaifer, and the Ritva says, by Kaifer, why would you force them to pay the Kaifer? Why is there a Kasher Zaman by the Kaifer? The Maskana of the Gemara Bava Kama is a Mamashkin and Oso. Question is, and if it didn't would have been Mamashkin and Oso? It'll be the same thing. There's no Gemara Din by a Kapara. You see that what from the Ramban and the Ritva. If they would be Mayid Edus, and Bezdin immediately, as a Taitzah from that Edus, Bezdin even would be Mamashkin and herself, that's called that their Edus resulted, whatever reason it is, Bezdin taking money away from him, then it'll be right for Kashas on them. Even if the reason is only off the din of Mamashkin and herself. Even if the reason why they're forcing the money to take the money away from him is Al-Sadin and Mamashkin and Oso. Lamaisa, as a result of the Edus, the person is losing money because it is Mamashkin and Oso. Even though, in the longness of it, it's not because of a Maisa Bezdin. But Mamashkin and Oso is Lamaisa a way that Bezdin is going to take his money away. The Edom are accountable for that. If the din would be Mamashkin and Oso, then the Edom would
it's
have to pay.
Time it's just a time factor?
Not a time factor only. It's not only a time. Because it means to, that as a result of the Edom, Bezdin responds to the Edom.
But they have to give them a gong, they will be.
It's not a response to the Edom. That's just dumb.
Yeah. If you would say Mamashkin and Oso, it means we never trust the person to bring a chatas.
I understand that. But if you have to give him a golem, you would force him to.
No, okay, let's say the din would be, no, before give him a golem. No, nothing after give him a
golem. Now the din is angry.
Oh, so there, if it doesn't
so, bring... So, but who can... Well, nah, if you have to
so there, him, you will then, because then it's just that you see the person not interested in doing the mitzvah. And therefore, Sebezin will be Mamashkin and Kaifin Allah mitzvahs.
But you saw because of the Aedis.
Without the Aedis, you wouldn't be Mamashkin a year later.
That's true, you don't know anything. If you didn't have the Aedis, you wouldn't know anything. But if there's an immediate response that Bezin has to make from the Aedis, that means that's called Bezin is acting on the Aedis. They have to take the money away. I outsource Mamashkin and Oso. Doesn't make a difference. But the mice, that's called that the Aedus results in Hefset Mamma.
The Aedus is lack of bringing. And the Aedus is a year ago and it didn't act.
Because the Aedus is a year ago.
It's an angry husband coming. You don't have to act right away.
In order to be called that Bezdin was mafsid in the money, or the Aedus was mafsid in the money, the Aedus has to result, when the Aedum are being made in front of the Bezdin, the Aedus has to result in Bezdin responding to the Aedus by taking the money away.
But responds a year from now.
See, the Ritva, when the Ritva says it, the Ritva says the Ritva when he talks about Kaifer, the Ritva speaks the same type of thing, set not by carbon but by Kaifer. The Yishlamer Dazala Shaycha Baha Laman Diyamar Kufra Kapara. Why not? The Yibayla and Hasami Mamashkin and Allah Kaifer Laman Diyamar Kufra Kapara Visalka Beteku. The Gemara there has the Nabayim Babakama. Whether or not there's a din of Mamashkin and by Kaifer, the Gemara remains with a suffix. Hilkach mi suffix, the din is a Mamashkinin, and therefore if the din is a Mamashkinin, so there can't be a din of Hasama by it. The Shas, what does the Ritva mean? And if the din would be Mamashkinin, it would be the same thing. Mamashkinin or a Mamashkinin, it's just whether you count them, like you're saying. You rely on him that he's going to send, that he's going to bring it, or you don't rely on him that he's going to bring it. If you would say a Mamashkinin, and you'll see that the person says, B'shum Eifin, I'm not going to do it, then it's going to be a Mamashkinin or so. The Ramban says it like that, Taisa says, we don't really think, see a Machlaikis in that. In which case, if you know the person is not going to go and pay, a Vada Bezin will make him pay. So what difference does it make Mamashkinin or a Mamashkinin? As far as the Bezin is concerned. As far as the Bezdin is concerned, a Bezdin has to respond to what they're saying. If there's a need to respond, they'll respond. If there's no need to respond, they won't respond. What difference does it make whether the din is Mamashkinin or not? It's not din, it's them. It's them. That didn't mamashkin asa or ain't mamashkin asa. But it has to, why would that affect whether it's going to be a din of asama? You see from the Ritva, the same word, that if Bezdin responds to the Eidus, and let's you say it's not a question of time, if Bezdin responds by paskining on the Eidus, by responding immediately, that's called that the Eidus or P. Bezdin is being mighty moment. You rely, if you rely on him and you don't do it, so Bezdin will go later on and they'll be kaifin ala mitzvahs like any other mitzvah. But if they don't rely on the fact that they have the responsibility to be kaifin ala mitzvahs, they have to act upon it immediately. That's called that the Edom are the ones that are being mitzi the moment. And therefore, the Ramban says, what over here, he doesn't have to bring it. The Ramban really means what he says. He says, because the din is a mamashkin. Had the din been mamashkinin, then the din itself would have been different. If the din would have been mamashkinin, the Eidav was bichayiv, would be chayiv anyway. I have a problem. I want to share the problem with you. Gemara brings in krisus. We have a Gemara krisus. Well, we know that the din is... We have a Gemara Krisus, we know that the din is, if a person, let's say, has to bring an Asham Tolui before Yom HaKippur, that Yom Kippur goes by. After Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to bring the Karban Asham Tolui anymore. Yom Kippur provides the Kapara. On the other hand, let's say, a person is Chayav Malkus, and then Yom Kippur comes in the middle, Bezdin did not have the opportunity to give him Malkus, or Misa. And then comes Yom Kippur. Comes after Yom Kippur. Bezdin says, come into Bezdin. We're going to give you Malkus. Come into Bezdin. We're going to be Mechayev Yomisa. He says, what says Yom Kippur came? Yom Kippur was Mechaper. You can't give me Misa now. You can't give me Malkus now. I davened well in Yom Kippur. And therefore, so Yom Kippur is Mechaper. I'm not Chayev Misa anymore. So the Gemara, that, of course, is not a Taina. Gemara brings... Yom Kippur does not take off the Chayav Malkus. Avada, the din is like that by Chayav Malkus, and the din is like that. Let's say a person is even Chayav Achatos, not Malkus. He ain't Chayav B'Shege Vadai, not Ashram Tolle. And then Yom Kippur comes. What happens after Yom Kippur? He has to bring the Chatos. He has to bring the Asher. Something like, Sogatai de Chamina. It's no Raya from Chatos v'Asher. Come here, it's a Gemaldik Raya. The Gemara says, Hasam hu mamaynahu avalacha de gufahu eimalo chamash balan. Something Gemara, Hasam v'yachiv Chatos. It's mamaynahu. But over here, it's not mamayna. If it's mamayna, then about it, what happens to a person that's like, he's chayav mamon the gavaya? There is no havamini of kippur is going to take off the chayav mamon, Rashi says. Mamayna, the chayav the gavaya. You're chayav mamon the gavaya. The cave in the extra l'shalem. L'potah l'yav ha-kippurim. The tashlumei mamon, the shayach kapara. By tashlumei mamon, he's not shayach the chayav kapara. What is this thing that a person is chayav achatas? He's chayav an usher. Pashat, you would learn. A person does a chet. Now that I have a chet, the Torah says, get rid of the chet. How do you do it? You're mechayev to go and bring a chatas. Bring a chatas. The kayan will bring it. It'll be zayrik the dam. It's a mitzvah to bring a chatas. Or the pshat is, I'm meshubid to pay a chatas legavaya. It's a chayav mamin legavaya. To pay, it's almost like I was mazik hegdish. I borrowed money from hegdish. By doing a chet, it evokes a chiyuv, and it precipitates a chiyuv to pay, a chiyuv tashlumen to hegdish. How does the tashlumen manifest itself? It manifests itself in the shava kesef of paying a chatos. That's what the Gemara is telling us. The Etzem Raya, people know, Rabshia Geltzeler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So very close with him. So he brought this raya amongst the other rayas to this also. But he said, but that from this Gemara you see that the chiyuv to bring a chatos It's not from a mitzvah to get rid of the chet and to be an escaper. It shtels a chais, manifests itself in terms of a chiyuv tashlumen l'gavaya. That's what the chiyuv to bring a chatos is. It's like a tashlumen to hegdish. Person borrowed money from hegdish. You got to pay hegdish back. Like I say, it's not so pashut. If we're talking, the Ramban is telling us that when it's gepaskin that you have a chiyuv chatos, that's a din beinodrik veinkainai, beinodrik but there's no concept of gemar din on that. But say there's no concept of gemar din on that. Let's say, if there would be stam and mitzvah on me, by myself, beinodrik veinatzmi, to go bring the carbon, we hear that. But now that I'm a shubit, the gavaya, and there's a skus tvius moment, like hegdish, you're talking about a moment that din when you're talking about the din of chatos vashonis.
He said, "Shein lo
taim." He means it's case of mamash shein, but why is it mamash shein lo taim? It's all part of the kasha. In the chanami, it's mamash shein lo taim.
Who's doing
it? The gizbar.
I don't want to do it.
No. But there's a gizbar. The gizbar represents why is it mamash shein lo taim? It's a regular chiyuv
mamash. No, he's made the mashkin. That's not loch in the mashkin. I didn't make that up. I'm not saying mashkin. If I even mastered the child with the gizmo, with everything else, you see, still not the fair.
Okay, wait, I'll come to this in a minute. I'll come to this in a minute. Very good. Zerfine. Very good. But so, well, let's take this. Let's take the kasha by itself, and then I'll come to what you're asking. There, very good. Very good. So if that's just the chiyuv chatos, the fault of it's saying you say it ain't being, the fault of it, the gatsa ramban. What does he mean? It's a din alivay no livay. It's mamashen lo taivim, and it's not a gemar din of bezda. What is always a chiyuv chatos vashomis? So I know we say in the Ramban. Avada, the ultimate result of the chiyuv of chatos vashomis is to pay l'gavaya. But what's the shirish of what the mechayev, what creates the chiyuv tashlumen? It's a chiyuv kapara, pure kapara. As a result of that kapara, then I'm a mele become chayev the tashlum and the gavaya. But when Bezdin convenes the paskin adin, they're not coming to paskin adin on the chayev tashlumen. They're coming to paskin on the shayrish of whether or not I'm chayev a kapara. That's not a Bezdin tikka halacha. The fact that afterwards, and Bezdin says now, that there's going to be a chiyuv of kapara, that memela will trigger a chiyuv tashlumen afterwards. That doesn't touch up that the chiyuv that Bezdin is coming to convene on at the paskin on becomes a moment to get in. Bezdin is paskining on a chiyuv kapara, on a mitzvah of kapara, and it's pure kapara. That's not a Bezdin to get in. Bezdin now says, we are a couple of the eighties, a chiyuv kapara. Let's dan, mamashkinin, yem mamashkinin, but it's a chiyuv kapara. On the tzad that it's going to be a chiyuv kapara, memela. As a result of that, that will trigger a chiyuv tashlumen that I'm chiyuv to pay tashlumen the gavaya. But the din that Bezdin is paskening on initially, that's pure kapara, and that's not a Bezdin the gahalach. You look not at what the result of what Bezdin's psak will be of the fact that there's going to be a chiyuv tashlumen. You look at the shayrish of what the sibam chayevis is, of what Bezdin's psak is. And that psak is a pure chiyuv kapara. That's not a, it's not a shaila now in the moment is thicker then. The shaila is whether I need a kapara. But it, that's the bein nila bein atzmi. Bein nila bein nila bein kaimi. Bezdin says you're chayiv in it. All right, so now what do I do? But if you're chayiv now and you're going to do it, and we're going to say that the Adam were made on that, now you better go pay the gavaya. But the din in Bezdin was in a kapara, not on the yaitse of what it's really all about.
That's the regular din of a mashkin.
Now, so now, l'chayra, you would say, we go back to the din of a mashkin. What would be the reason now that it should be mamashkin or a mamashkin? L'chayra, we would say, Bezdin should be mamashkin because of the chiyuv mamon. So why would there be a chiyuv now to Ben? Why, if let's say the din will be a case of mamashkin, what would be the reason that Bezdin should be mamashkin? Because of the chiyuv to pay the gavaya. Are they mamashkin and a loiva to pay a malva? Of course. Why? Why are they forced a loiva to pay a malva? Because it's a shibud moment. Now, let's say, now I'm a chiyuv to pay gavaya. What would be the reason that they forced me to pay there also? The chiyuv is not a shibud in a moment. If you look at the Ramban, the Mechamen, the Mechamis, the Ramban and the Melchemis and Baba Kamet, where he talks about the din of Mamashkin and that Gemara on Daf Mem. See a fascinating thing. This also is not the old time Gemaras. Ramban says, what's the reason? Again, we have the old Gemara's Baba Kama. One says like this, the old Gemara. It's a whole different print over here. It's a whole different thing here.
From the Shas.
Sorry to be much
here. The back here is down there.
It's a regular old Baba Kama.
I think there's a blue one I showed Baba Kama. The blue one's down there.
They changed the whole print. It's a different druk over here. The Ramban says that the reason why there's going to be a din of kviyah is also the din of kefen ala mitzvahs. Why is the din mamashkinin? Also the din of kefen ala mitzvahs. The question is, meaning there's a din of mamashkinin because of that din. Why does the Ramban need that in light of the Gemara in Krisus? If the Gemara in Krisus tells us that there's a chiyuv tashlumin for achatas ve'ashim, so it's a shibud moment. What do you need excuses to come and explain why there's a din mamashkin? The din mamashkin, it will be like any chayv moment. The Ramban says you do it like your kaifan ala mitzvahs. What do you need kaifan ala mitzvahs for?
Isn't a
chayv
also kaifan ala mitzvahs if there's no shibud?
Again?
Isn't a chayv also because of kaifan ala mitzvahs?
A chayv? No.
No.
The Kaifan says, I don't want to shake a lulav. I don't want to shake a lulav. Bezin is in charge. Kaifan ala mitzvahs. So Bashila, that's a din mamashkin. The Kaifan chatos mamashkin also. That's a Kaifan ala mitzvahs. Why does Ramban need that for? If it's a shibud moment, it's a regular shibud moment.
Well, what's a Kaifan also? It's also just because of that, isn't it? There's no
shibud. By a malva and a leiva, there is a shibud. The Shibud Aguf. In which case, L'chaira, I don't know if this kasha would be so shver. Because the Gemara in Ksuvah says, Gemara in Pevav, in Ksuvah says, that there's a din of Kaifan ala mitzvahs. Ho'emar, Sukkah ain't a waisa, Lulav ain't a waisa, Sukkah ain't a waisa, there's a din of Kaifan ala mitzvahs. And because of that, if you hold, if a laiva does not want to pay up a malva, therefore they force him also.
If
you hold Prius Balchayv Mitzvah, so this will blab like a mitzvah. Now, why do you need that by Prius Balchayv Mitzvah? Why? There's a Shibud Aguf. Even if you hold Shibud Alab Derais Maskin, the way you're saying, that's Rabbi the Nechassin. But everybody holds it's a Shibud Aguf. If a Malva wants to be Mitzvah, like a Shibud Aguf. So if there's a din there is a shibud aguf to go and pay up the malva. Why does the Gemara say that the only reason Bezin would be able to force the leiva to pay up the malva is because we all pray as balchayv mitzvah and there's a din of kfiyah we could force him on a lulav and a sukkah. The teretz is the shibud aguf itself is not enough. The shibud aguf has to emerge from a mitzvah. If the mitzvah itself is a mitzvah, which is b'chayvim to do it. even if there is a Tailad of a Shibud HaGuf afterwards, the reason, the basis of the Chiyuv, of the Din Kfiyah, remains that it's only because of the Din of Kaifan Al HaMitzvahs, in which case that's the answer. Even if the Ramban learns that Avada, there's a Shibud moment to pay Gavaya, but it's because of the mitzvah that he has to go and bring the carbon, that's Mechayev that Shibud. David Ramban says, so therefore there's a din. Why? What's the din that you make him go and bring it? You do it because it's a din of Kaifan Ala Mitzvahs. It's a din of Kaifan Ala Mitzvahs. And let's say he will be able, he'll go and he'll do the mitzvah later on, then there's no din to be mamashkinim. If he holds it, there'll be mamashkinim. If he's not going to do it, you'll see Gimel Regolim pass, and you see that he's not going to do it, so then Bezin will force him then. Until then, if you know he's ultimately going to wind up doing it, then Enechanami, so there's no reason for Bezin to be mamashkinim. Therefore, in such a case, in light of the way we're saying, it's Nageya to go back in the very case, in the Etzim case, of Yemeidim Anabu Plani Shu Ben Gushov and Chalutz Einayim Yasasev and Gushov and Chalutz Tachtav and Lulik Arboy. The Ramban, the Ritva, they all ask the Kasha. They ask the Kasha, what happens? Why is he not trying to pay him for the loss of Truma? Let's say the Meidim Anu is Plani Shu Ben Gushov and Chalutz. As a result of their edus, he's going to have a hefsid in the value of the truma. So why don't they have to pay him for the truma, and you'll be mekayem kasher zamam that way?
It's a grumma.
So the Ramban in one teret says it's a grumma. Another way he says is maybe it's less like kitusa. There's no way ever to figure that out. And then there are another way to learn also grumma kitusa. There's no kitusa. The Ramban says maybe it'll come out, it's also going to be a chasarn of chazom al chatzoyin. Not only do they come to be mafsid him, they came to be mafsid his children. And for his children, that already, you can't do be mafsid the children. So maybe it's going to come out chazom al chatzoyin. And the Ramban has terutz. What's interesting is, if you look at the Ramban, in Perikei it is, the Ramban, when the Ramban brings this then, and if that's going to be in Igeia, couple of places, Megeya Ksubis, which I see because of time, I'm going to have to leave out. But the Rambam says this then, Kol Eid Shehidu B'dinei Nefashis. Rambam says, Kol Eid Shehid B'dinei Nefashis. The Rambam says, Eidim sheheidu alecha. Eidim that there be made on a person. There be marshia him something where there's no chi of malchus, nor is there a chi of mammon. The din is they get malchus. What is that case? That the Edom are be machai of him, not malchus and not mammon, and therefore, and not misa. So the din is they get malchus. They get Malkus, like the din of Ben Gushov and Chalutz, even though they didn't come to impose Malkus or Mammon. Keitza, Heidu al Koyin Shu Cholo, Gon Sheheidu V'Yamru B'Faneinu Niskar Sheima. Harei Elu Likin. This is a classic example of the Rambam, where the Edom did not come to be made that he's Chayav Malkus. They didn't come to be made in some other Ischayev Misa, and they didn't come to be made that Ischayev Mammon. But say they didn't come to be made that Ischayev Mammon. The Rishayim are asking the Kasha, the Ramban, the Ritva are asking, why is it that they're not Chayev to pay the Mammon? They came to be Mapsed him the moment of the Truma. So, right, what's the Teretz? Maybe like it's a Grumma. Like you're saying, it's a Grumma. Maybe it's less like Yitzusa. You can't have a, be able to evaluate it. Maybe it's because there's another reason, because it'll be Hazama L'chatzoyim. But it's not because they're not coming to be Mafsid HaMomen. They are coming to be Mafsid HaMomen, the Ramban is saying. But they're not able to pay them on for some other reason.
They're not
the Ramban never answers that. Wait. The Ramban says they're coming to be Mafsid HaMomen. That's all you need. You don't have to be Mafsid HaMomen. If the Ramban, let's say, he says, you know that he gets $100 a year. That would be chayav to pay for that. But it's less like Yitzusa, you don't have 100. Or maybe the come to be Mafsid HaMomen, it's only indirect. Maybe it's because it's doing Mafsid HaMomen, but it's Momen not only his Momen, it's the children's Momen also. But the Ramban never answers they're not coming to be Mafsid. They're coming to be Mafsid HaMomen. But it's Momen that you can't be Mechayev them for to pay Al Skasher Zoma. The Rambam's a whole different part. The Rambam is saying, because this is Eidus to create a psul. A palyaitse of that psul is, they're going to lose money. That's not called Hazmama and Momen. That's not called Hazmama and Momen. It's not called Hazmama and Malkus. That's called, they're making Hazmama and Hashem psul of Ben Gushan and Chalutza. They're coming to Pasul with Kedushas Kahuna. You see over here, between the Ramban and the Rav Avraham Rishon, the way the Rambam learns. The Rambam learns that the Shem Psul by Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza is not a psul to be Mafsid Truma, even though that's a Melodic and Melodic and Taitzah from what they're saying. But what is the Eidus, this Mama? This Mama is on the Shem Psul, not on the Mama. According to the Ramban, the Chayre, he say, we don't care that they're coming to the Mafsid, they've given create a shape soul, and that the Mamela Dikatite saw is on the moment. That's called this Mama on the moment. So I ask you. So then why in a case of carbon is it called that it's called only Yitzhak? You're telling me that they're not, it's not called that they came to be Mafsid in the moment on the Shibu. They're coming to be Chayim Kapara. As a result of the kapara, there's a kamarachi of mamin, a shibud, and that's not called that they're coming to be made on the shibud moment. They're coming to be made on the shem kapara. Even though as a result of the kapara, the din is that it's going to result in the chi of mamin. And yet, when it comes to the edus of Egusha and Chalutza, the Ramban asks Akasha, why shouldn't they have to go and be mafsid the money? Because they came to be mafsid him money. Because as a result of the psul of Egushov and Chalutza, there's going to be a hefsid moment. Is this a stira in Ramban's or is it not a stira in Ramban's?
Well, maybe that's when you even intend to tell me your grum. Maybe that's what he means. If that's one of two words in Ramban.
What about the kasha of the Ramban? That's the terutzim of the Ramban. But what is it? But the kasha of the Ramban is, it should be called this mama to be mafsid mama. Why is it called this mama to be mafsid mama? That's a mama, it's only a payaitse of the Shem Psul. So does he deal with payaitseis when it comes to zmama? Or does it have to be direct on the hefsid that they're going to have? We're saying over here that he deals with the direct hefsid, and therefore it's called to be made on him the gabi nechi of kapara. Even though that results, according to the Gemara, increases in a Shibud moment. So why are we here? Is it different? What's the difference? Is there a difference? What? That's again, that's in the teretz of the Rambam. What went on in the whole kash of the Rambam? So that we say that avada, there's no tzushtal l'chayra. It might be a dakis. When you're talking about the psul of kuna, what is it relevant to psul kuna? There's a psul kuhuna. It's in the luft, Weltarein, psul kuhuna. What does it mean to be a kayin? What it means to be a kayin is he has Kedusha's kayin that entitles him to eat truma. He's entitled to get truma. He's able to go to avayin. That's part of the etzem definition of what it means to be a kayin. Now, Kedusha's kayin, what is it relevant that's Kedusha's kuhuna? That's not a pal yaitse. The Ramban holds that's part of the etzem definition of what it means to be a kayin. You're a Kayin, you're Kaddish, you're entitled to eat Truma. And if somebody gives you the Truma, they'll be able to give you the Truma. The Chiv Kapara, what is the essence of the Kapara? The essence of the Kapara doesn't mean to bring the carbon. You need a Kapara. What should I do? Now that you have a Kapara, the Torah now comes and says, your Chet has to be forgiven. You have to eradicate the Chet. Now what? So if the Torah says, you are, you're in need of a kapar, you're mechayev to go bring a carpet. That's called a taitza. But if to be made on someone that is a bagusha of a chalutza, that's called that you're being made on him, that he's not entitled to eat truma. That's that Ramban holds. That's not called a taitza pal yaitza. That's called being made directly on the truma. The Rambam holds that is also called the taitza. The Ramban, the machlekes, the Rambam with the Ramban is not whether you're chayv a taitza, whether you're not chayv a taitza. The Ramban holds being made on someone that is a bagusha of a chalutza means you're being made on him that he doesn't have the right to go and eat truma anymore. He's nischal from the gusha's truma. He's out of the parsha being able to eat the truma. And therefore, the Ramban has a kasha. You're coming to be made that he's not eligible to eat the truma. I bazai, so it should come out that the Adam should wind up being chayef to pay. All right. I'm going to leave out the whole next part. It's my fault. I didn't...
Something on the parsha.
What?
Let's finish with something on the parsha.
You should say on the parsha.
All right.
If the person would want to write a safer composition on Avraham Avinu, he'd have a wealth of material to write. He'd go to write Sparshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu's Gemilas Chasodim, the Ten Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. He could write about the Arkada, the Chesed of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, Avraham Ayavi. There's no limit to what you could write about Avraham Avinu. If he'd write about Yaakov Avinu, he had all the material coming up. Told this, Vayetze, Vayishlach, Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayichid. The Sefer Bereishis felt the things that were by Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Shabbat is the meet-up to Tiferes of Yaakov Avinu. If you would write about Yitzchak, you'd be a little bit more hard-pressed. Because the Torah has very little to say about Yitzchak. What does Yitzchak do? Yitzchak was taken. The Akedah is all about Avraham Avinu, not about Yitzchak. Except for the story of the wells, what happens? Yitzchak is always in the background. All right, you want to take me for the Akedah? I'm taking. Do whatever you want with me. You want to take a wife for me? Send the Eliezer and take away from me? All right, I'm willing to cooperate. Yitzchak always cooperates. Never does anything. Shev al tasa, that's what Yitzchak is. Term we know very little about Yitzchak. Even though Yitzchak is the meat of Gvura. Even though Yitzchak is the meat of Gevurah. And not only that, Achris HaYomim, Tchias HaMesim, the bracha of Tchias HaMesim that we have in Shemein Esrei is the bracha of Yitzchak. Who is Yitzchak? What does he represent? And what is the name Yitzchak anyway? Who ever heard to give somebody a name? His name is that he's a joke. Laughter. Kol Hashemeya Yitzachakli. Tzchai Kosali Elukim. Kol Hashemeya Yitzachakli. And therefore his name became a joke. What's going on here with Yitzchak? Who is Yitzchak? And the whole definition of a Yitzchak is it's Hashem the Tzchaik. What is a Tzchaik? Tzchaik is why does a person laugh when he sees something? Why does a person laugh when he sees something that's funny? What defines it as being funny? Because it's incongruous. It doesn't belong. You see, if somebody will walk into this room, he'll be wearing a clown costume. Everybody's going to laugh. What's that? Mashuga? Anybody will laugh? There's an incongruous reaction to the state that we're all in. Why? Because incongruous events evoke incongruous reactions. Who is Yitzchak? He is, what does it mean that he's a joke? A joke means it's not true, I don't even exist. It's something so preposterous. It's so outlandish. It can't be taken seriously. That's the biggest madrega that a person could come to in this world. Where he doesn't take himself, so he's a built in mitzius, like the Gurariye says. Yitzchak is a whole mitzius of Yitzchak, it's that he's a tzchaik. The avaida of Yitzchak. And that requires the Gvur of Kalah Kabbalah. Hazel Gvur, what is Gibur? HaKoibish Es Yitzchak. What is a Gibur? Hazel Gibur HaKoibish Es Yitzchak. The one who's chayvish himself, to make himself ke'efis, bilti mitzius. That's something that requires the greatest level of gevura that is shayach for a person to have. That's the avodah of a yitzchak. The irony is, the ultimate in Lashon HaKodesh, we have words that they play up as they are opposites. The same word could be used for opposites. Because what do we say? Then the tufla of akras hayamim, az yimalei schaik pinu. The ultimate level of shleimus will be. There's a schaik which is the ultimate level of shleimus, and there's the ultimate the schaik which has no mitzius whatsoever. The tufla of akras hayamim that we have that comes b'schus yitzchak. The Balaturim says at the end of this week's parsha, what's the smichus between the end of the parsha and the next parsha of parshas told this Eilu, told this Yitzchak ben Avram? Because when Yishmael, Dr. Balaturim, will be overcome, that'll give Zaro Shel Yitzchak a tkufa, that's when the tkufa of Achris Hayamim will be able to be. Why does he cite Yitzchak? The Zaro Shel Avram. It says Malchus Beis David will come because he's from the Zaro Shel Yitzchak, and they'll be able to have a kiyum after Yishmael is defeated. In the tkufa of Achris Hayamim, why do we have the tkufa of Achris Hayamim? And who's chus? The Gemara says at Shabbos, the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Achris Hayamim will come to Avram Avinu and will say, "Banacha chatu." So Avram Avinu says, "Yimacha akir shemecha." He'll go to Yankov Avinu. Yankov Avinu will respond the same way. We have no etzim for Klal Yisrael. Gemara says, "Ladariki etzim, lasabi etzim, ladariki." So they won't have a kid. We'll go to Yitzchak and they'll say, "Pavli aloi, pavli pavli aloch." Till 20, it doesn't count anyway. After 20, so you have 50. The 7 years out of 70 years, you'll go. You split the 70. You'll split the 50. You'll go 25 and 25. The amount of the menial, all the mundane activities that a person has to be saved to, that takes up half anyway. No, so you'll slept with the 25. So palgi ali, palgi aloch, it's not so bad anyway. So you'll be able. Between you and me, we'll be able to be mezake klal Yisrael for the tkufa of achris hayomim. Who's the one that says that? The Midas Hadin, the Avoda Bal Yitzchak, is the one that catapults us, the Zakas, that is man to the Tkufa of Akris Hayamim. The Tkufa of Akris Hayamim, where it's the ultimate Ozyam Alei Skaik Pinu. Who's the one that propels us in the Ozyam Alei Skaik Pinu? The Tzkaik, the one who has no Bilis, no has no Mitzvahs. Reb Shansha Rafal Hirsch does an observation that that Yishmael is the Pera Adam. And he tells us that all the words that we have with Pei Resh, they all connote the fact that there is no Gevul. For example, let's say you have a Perach, a flower. Perach is the Resh. Perach means that the flower buds. It's contained within a bud, and then it breaks open and it bursts forth to go beyond its Gevul. Pruz, a city, the Pruzim, are the cities without any boundaries. Pru or Vu, we present disseminate. So, Price Aleinu Sevesh Lemecha. Whenever you add Peret, is a mule, it defies any of that, it goes beyond its men. They're two minim that are not supposed to be together.
A par.
Proudly based Ashkita. Open up, no Gvul. That's what the Pei Resh, the Isis of Pei Resh, always is when it's the Shirish of a word. And that's what Yishmael is, that he's a para-Adam, he's a para-Adam. There's no volume. Yodai bakol, yad kol ba. Whatever he wants to do, nothing stops him. No principles, no dinim, no nothing. There are no gvulim, whatever he wants to do. And who's the one that's misnagged him in the tkufa of Akris Hayamim? The one that his whole mitzius is in control, that he's there, he's not willing to do, he's mitzamtzim himself, that he doesn't even exist. The whole shleimus of Yitzchak, of Yishmael is, he, whatever it is, nothing, there's no, without a Torah, with the Shem Shemayim in his name, with the Mila, there is no gvul to what he does. The whole Metzius of Yitzchak is that he's magdir himself, magbil himself. that to make himself that he doesn't even exist. And that Tkufa, when it comes to Tkufa, where it's a Shlemus and Klal Yisrael, he's the one that's able to propel us to the Zman of Ozri Malei Schaik Pinu, and to overcome the Nesyainus and the challenge of the one who lives without any Kvul. How do you feel? I wanted to thank again. I wanted to thank again, Rav Mendel Kaplitz and Zechazai for Shleimim and everything for Mamish for many years of our Butzes Torah.
Amen. Amen.